Please be seated, and if there are other youngsters who would care to come down and join us, you're welcome. If you'd like to beg a parent, that's perfectly all right. This time of year always reminds me of when I was a little boy, because this time of year is kind of a hot and sweaty time of year, and it was the very same time of year that we would go out to the garden, and we had a huge garden, and we'd pick all kinds of, we'd pick cucumbers, we'd pick beans and peas and corn and tomatoes, all kinds of stuff. And then we would either sit in the yard, often we would sit in the yard, sometimes we would sit in the house and we would snap beans. I'll get your question in just a second, okay? Okay, thanks. We'd snap beans, or we would shell peas, or we would peel tomatoes and cut them into little pieces, or sometimes we would get cucumbers ready for my mama to make pickles, and then she would put them in, we called it canning, but we didn't put them in cans like you find at the store, but in glass jars that had little flat tops and rings that you would twist down on the top, and my mother would put them in a great big kettle called pressure cooker. And when she brought them out and set them to cool, you could hear them pop. They'd go, and you knew when they popped that they had sealed. Then we'd put them away and we would eat them during the winter. So all late summer we spent working in the garden or with the food that came from the garden. We had so much, of course, we gave a lot of it away. Now, we didn't grow potatoes, so we'd get potatoes from my Uncle Dude's, who did grow potatoes, and we'd give him some of what we grew. And that's just how we did. We all shared. I bet you all learned to share in preschool, didn't you? I didn't get to go to preschool, but listen, I learned how to share. And I learned it in part from my mom and my dad. Now, you're going to hear a story. You've heard it read, and you're going to hear me talk about a story where Jesus' disciples come to him, and they wonder how they're going to feed this great crowd of people. And he says, you feed them. And you know how they feed them? They feed them by sharing, just the way we did with our food, just the way people do today when they have gardens and they have too many tomatoes or zucchini or whatever. They just give them away to anybody who will take them. But Jesus is teaching us by actually doing what he's telling us to do, and that is sharing. Okay, you got a question now or no? Okay, good. Well, why don't we pray? One is bigger than zero. That's really important for us to know, too, and thank you. And every one is important, right? To God and to us. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for sharing with us, for sharing your love, for sharing Jesus. Thank you for teaching us how to share. Help us to be the kinds of people that Jesus would have us be and follow his example in sharing with others. In his name we pray, amen. Thank you for coming down.